The Weekender on 1494 2AY. We speak to Business Wodonga once a month. Neil Aird is the CEO there. How are you this month, Neil?
Very good, thanks, Kev. It's funny weather we're having.
Yeah.
Hot and cold and rainy and sunny.
Well, just about to get into winter on Monday, and with the wintry weather will also be the recommencement of a lot of businesses, the way they trade, or even further adjustments to how they have been trading to get through COVID-19. I guess last month, when we spoke, quick out of the blocks was the idea. This was going to be a two-part forum, and you've since hosted those. What have you found out? What sort of were the discussion points?
It was extremely successful forum. I was really pleased with it, and we came through with lots and lots of information, and I'm just working through the final details to work out the next steps. And we came up with a lot of different things. So the first part of the forum tried to set a bit of a context to it. We had the independent member for Indi, Dr. Helen Haynes, talk about a survey she recently conducted and also gave that federal government perspective. We also had Paul Gearer, the CEO of the Victorian Chamber, who gave a statewide perspective and his work with the Victorian government. And he also noted that the Honourable Martin Pakula, the MP, Minister for Jobs, Innovation and Trade, and others within the state government showed a lot of interest and were taking note of what we're doing here in Wodonga, so that was really good.
That's great feedback, isn't it?
Yeah, it's terrific feedback. And then we had three businesses talk about their experience over the last 10 or 12 weeks, and we need to remember this is straight off the back of the bushfires and then prior to that the drought, so we've had a triple whammy up here, haven't we? Triple hit.
Yeah, we certainly have. And what's the feeling, sort of, I guess, from those forums and as we speak now? I'm thinking consumer confidence has a real big part in this, doesn't it?
Yep, and that came out strongly. And it came out particularly with the emphasis on having strict health guidelines and displaying that and practicing it, so that when people go into a shop or a business, they know that this business cares about them and they've got protocols in place that will make sure that there's social distance, for example, because this is social distance and the emphasis on hygiene and hand washing and that type of thing is going to go on for months, if not a year and a half, until we find a vaccine or the numbers are so low that it's not an issue anymore. And so it's not going to be a speedy recovery, but we're aiming to, with our plans, to make it as speedy as possible for our businesses in Wodonga here. And that was the idea behind the forum. And you know, there were so many ideas that came up, great emphasis on shop local, and that's always been an emphasis, but a greater emphasis now on that, to make sure that we look after our own businesses and care for them, make sure that we provide the support to them in terms of buying things from them or taking up their service. But this sounds a little bit like a contradiction, but we also want people to come back to this beautiful region and Wodonga to be a base for a lot of people so that they can spend time up in this beautiful part of the world and explore, you know, some of the beauty that we have, the bike tracks, the ski season once it starts up, so that we're getting the economy moving again, because this crisis has really, really hit the economy hard, not just in Wodonga, right across, but without us doing our little bit here, it won't pick up in other parts either. So we need to show the leadership that we want to get our economy moving again.
Yeah, so true. Now, you're putting, I know, the finishing touches as we speak, you're putting to the, I guess, a bit of a report from these two forums and some of the learnings and findings and suggestions. And I guess people are best to stay in contact with you and the Business Wodonga team. How are we best access some of that information?
I'll have that report completed probably early next week. And it's important to note that this is just the start. We do want to involve as many people as we can in this because it's a community response that we're aiming for. And as I said, it's just the start. So there'll be we'll build on this as we go. So keen for people to have input. And the best way is to contact Business Wodonga, go through the Business Wodonga website, and they'll get contact details, and they can either send an email of thoughts about what we should be doing, or requesting a copy of the report when it's completed. And we will be running further forums just to see where we're up to, and to then look to where we should go next. So stay tuned, I think.
Excellent. Neil Ed, CEO of Business Wodonga. People can jump onto the website, businesswodonga.com.au, and we will chat again soon.
No worries. Thank you, Kev.